Basically, there's been a rash of fires that you know most officials think that they're unexplained and they're suspicious. So because of you know especially because there's been about almost a dozen of the fires, a lot of the people are very concerned since they're in the basically the same area of the city. And then on top of the fires, there's been a lot of violence. I guess Reverend Willie kind of pointed out, there's been a lot of, you know, I guess black on black, you know, violence especially, and he just kind of wanted that to stop. So that's why he had the meeting yesterday or the other day.
Who is Reverend Willie?
Reverend Willie Baca is the pastor over at the Missing Link AME Zion Church. And they've been around there for a few years now, and basically, I think they kind of consider themselves like a community center in the North Central Troy area, where you know people can convene and just kind of it's like a safe haven for everyone.
What were some of the ideas that came out of this meeting?
A lot of the people, you know, I would have thought going in there that they'd be really, you know, angry and whatnot, but they, you know, they weren't really angry. They were just looking for answers. They were scared and really passionate about finding a solution to finding an end to the suspicious fires and the violence in the area. So they kind of talked about especially focusing on, you know, the next generation of North Central with helping, you know, young mothers with, you know, I think they want to put together a program where, the older generation of moms can help the younger generation who might not know exactly what to do with their kids. And they also want to form a committee to build a playground at the site of where one of the fires occurred on 6th Avenue, and a couple large buildings had to be demolished because of it. So they want to make something positive out of that demolition.
There's also talk of a youth summit of some sort?
Yes. At least one person thought that it would be a good idea. I think it was Doris Day who had run for a city office at one point who thought it would be a good idea to have a youth summit for kids between, the ages of 9 and 21, I think, was the range that she had brought up. But basically, I think, you know, just a place for kids to talk and, I think, have an outlet, you know, other than, I guess, what they currently are offered on the streets of North Central right now.
Since these fires broke out, I know the mayor has ordered the police to step up patrols. There's also a mm-hmm. fire department patrol in that area. Has that reassured the people in that neighborhood at all?
I think it's reassured them a little. I mean, obviously, we haven't had any instances recently, you know, in the past week and a half or so. But, you know, a lot of people I talked to, they said that they're still scared. You know, there's moms that are scared for their kids, and that's why they went to the meeting, was just to make sure their kids have a safe community to play in.
Certainly the fires are a new occurrence in this neighborhood, but has this always been something of a troubled neighborhood? Is violence new to this area, or has this been an ongoing problem there?
I'd say over the past at least a decade it's been a problem, but a lot of the people there, they had said that, you know, they've kind of seen the neighborhood go downhill. I mean, so there definitely was a time when, you know, this wasn't an issue.